Join me, Zach Fuselier, for some good old toe-tap and Cajun French music every Sunday morning here on Dimanche Matin, KRVS 88.7, or online at KRVS.org. We'll drink a little bit of coffee, cook a little lunch, and pass a real good time, all from 9 a.m. to noon. Hope to see y'all there.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bill Bolins from the Dirty Rice Show. Dirty Rice is on the air every Saturday evening from 9 p.m. until 11 p.m. So won't you join either myself or my co-host, Mr. Lee Klein, Peter, for the best in Louisiana music, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM and on the internet at krvs.org.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Live from NPR News, I'm Corva Coleman. There's more bad news for the U.S. economy. The Commerce Department says retail sales dropped more than 16% in April as the coronavirus pandemic kept shoppers away from stores and online purchases. The Federal Reserve says industrial production was down by more than 11%. Manufacturing took a big hit, led by a near shutdown in automobile production. The company that makes the fastest test for the coronavirus is updating its guidance for how to use the test because of questions about the test's accuracy. NPR's Rob Stein has details.
The test is known as the Abbott ID Now. It can spot whether someone is infected with the virus within 15 minutes. But the Food and Drug Administration issued an alert that the test might sometimes miss people who are infected after research raised questions about the test. And now, Abbott Laboratories, which makes the test, says negative results should be, quote, presumed negative, and should be followed up with another kind of test if the results seem inconsistent with the patient's condition, such as any signs or symptoms of the disease. But both the company and the FDA say the test can still be highly accurate in spotting people who are infected. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Abbott Laboratories is a financial supporter of NPR. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released new guidelines for how states and businesses should reopen. The CDC offers a series of questions, such as asking businesses if they can protect workers at higher risk from contracting the coronavirus. Among other states that are starting to slowly reopen some of their businesses and parks is California. NPR's Eric Westerveld says there's been a big difference among counties over which parts of California should reopen.
It's sort of playing out rural versus urban. Los Angeles County has the highest number of infections and deaths, and no big city in the state has met the key public health criteria set by the state for reopening more businesses. This week, a handful of more rural counties got the green light. You know, even those counties are saying more openings are needed.
NPR's Eric Westerveld reporting. Today, military officials will formally present President Trump with the official flag of the military's newest branch, the Space Force. NPR Scott Detrow has more.
The Space Force logo doesn't exactly boldly go where no insignia has gone before. In fact, it closely resembles the crest of Star Trek's Starfleet. President Trump is hoping his new creation lives long and prospers. Space Force swore in its new top commander earlier this year and is expected to grow to about 16,000 people, mostly coming from already existing military branches. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down nearly 1% at 23,406. The Nasdaq is down 1%. You're listening to NPR News. In Zimbabwe, three female members of the opposition Movement for Democratic Change have been located. They'd been missing since they were arrested during an anti-government demonstration. Ish Mafundikwa reports from Harare. The women were found by the roadside outside the capital.
A party statement says the three, who include Member of Parliament Joanna Mamombe, were found battered and are receiving medical attention. The police initially admitted arresting the three, but later denied knowing where they were. Abductions and assaults of those opposed to the government are common in Zimbabwe. The women's disappearance led to widespread local and international calls for the government to produce them unharmed. The U.S. Foreign Relations Committee tweeted, quote, "The regime is once again showing its true colors by arresting its critics, denying them due process and then not being able to account for their whereabouts, end quote. For NPR News, I'm Ishma Fundikwa in Harare.
Officials in the Philippines say a typhoon that crashed over the islands has left at least one person dead. Hundreds of homes and other buildings have been destroyed. There are reports that farmland has been inundated and crops spoiled. The National Hurricane Center says tropical storm force winds could reach southeast Florida and the Keys today. That's because a weather system near the Bahamas could turn into a tropical storm later today. It's early for this because the official hurricane season doesn't start until June 1st. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the ECMC Foundation, working to improve post-secondary educational outcomes for underserved students through evidence-based innovation. Learn more at ecmcfoundation.org.
Welcome back to the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We turn next to Pine Top Perkins on piano and vocals. He had worked with the Muddy Waters Band from 1969 to 1980. Here he is from a 1998 disc called Legends. Hubert Sumlin on guitar, Doug Wainoris also on guitars, and Andy Raines on blues harps. Here is Pine Top Perkins with a piece called Take It Easy, Baby.
Around too late at night, I wouldn't be done my baby right. I got to take it easy, take it easy, baby. Take it easy, baby, cause you can't stand the way I do. The girl I love's always on my mind. Ask me what bothers all the time. Now take it easy, girl, take it easy, baby. Take it easy, darling, cause I can't stand no way you do. Thank you.
time, baby, ain't gonna sing no more. My time rolled around, believe I got to go. You better take it easy. Take it easy, baby. Take it easy, darling, cause I can't stand the way you do. Take it easy, baby. And take it easy, baby. Take it easy, baby. Take it easy, baby. Take it easy, baby, cause I can't stand the way you do.
Dream. I got to go now. Catch that evening train. Don't you worry, babe. I love you just the same.
Paul Auscher and Steve Geiger from a disc called Living Legends and Deep in the Blues. That came out some years ago. Auscher on blues harp and vocals, Steve Geiger. Maybe it was Geiger on blues harp on this track. Auscher on piano. Auscher had played with the Muddy Waters Band, a regular member of the band from 1967 to 1972. He learned to play piano from Otis Spann, who was also in the band. And Steve Geiger is from Philadelphia. He worked with Jimmy Rogers and other well-known Chicago blues artists. Before we heard Paul Auscher and Steve Geiger, we heard Pine Top Perkins and Hubert Sumlin and a few others from a disc called Legends. They did a number for us called Take It Easy Baby. Again, that was written and sung by Pine Top Perkins. He would have been 85 years old when that was done back in 1998. He passed away at the age of 97 in March of 2011. Wonderful blues man with a long history in the blues. Music next from a new disc called Church House Blues by Crystal Shawanda. It's her latest effort. She's from an island in Canada. She's from a Native American tribe. And this is, if I remember right, her second outing in the blues. She's also done country. Here she is with a piece for us called Rather Be Alone.
I just answered the phone, didn't I? But it's way too late. It's 2:22 and I done gave up on you. Deja vu, same voodoo. All the magic is gone. It's gone. You ain't got what I need. I ain't going there no more. Did you run out of friends? Did you strike out again? Deja vu. I just hung up on you. All the magic is gone. It's gone, gone, gone. When it's wrong. Get the Lake Show driving.
from Chicago, from her disc Learn My Lesson. That's a Del Mar Records release from the year 2000. That was Zora Young with her rendition of Living in the USA, an old Chuck Berry tune. Before we heard Zora Young, we heard Crystal Shawanda from her new disc, Church House Blues. She did a piece for us called Rather Be Alone. We're going to turn next to another new disc, this one by Ryan Perry. It's called High Risk, Low Reward. It's on the Roof Records label. Perry's an interesting guy. He made his debut quite a young age with a group called the Homemade Jazz Blues Band, Homemade Jams Blues Band. They were basically a very, very young family band, had a disc out some years ago. This is his debut solo effort. From this disc, Ryan Perry here on KRVS with a piece for us called Pride.
Me and my lady, we've been fighting for some time. But I can't shake the feeling that the blame is all mine. Put my pride to the side before I lose the one I love. Put my pride to the side and learn to rise above. This pride is gone in me, I act a fool. Lord, what this poor man supposed to do? Well, put my pride to the side before I lose the one I love. Put my pride to the side and learn to rise above. I'm getting three hot over little things. Saying and doing things you know I don't mean. Used to say I was raised to turn out this way. But I'm a grown man, how come I can't change? Yeah, put my pride to the side before I lose the one I love. Put my pride to the side and learn to rise above. Flowers to a job, got a feeling fine. Washing dishes after dinner, got a saying, damn, that man's mine. Taking time to think before I speak, got a legs feeling weak. I'ma make my queen feel needed before my heart starts bleeding. Put my pride to the side before I lose the one I love. Put my pride to the side, learn to rise above. Put my pride to the side before I lose the one I love. Put my pride to the side and learn to rise above. Learn to rise above. Hey. Thank you.
Big Bill Morganfield from his disc Blues with a Mood. That came out in 2013. He's had others since and others prior to this. Big Bill Morganfield is a son of Muddy Waters. They didn't have that much to do with each other during Muddy's life. Big Bill didn't start playing after his father died, but he's doing pretty well now. He was preceded by Ryan Perry. We heard Ryan Perry from his disc High Risk, Low Reward doing a number called Pride. And he shows a bit of promise as a singer, guitarist, and a songwriter, Ryan Perry. We're going to turn next to Junior Parker. That last tune we heard Big Bill Morganfield do was an old Junior Parker number, I Feel All Right Again. We're going to listen to next to Junior Parker from 1964 with a number he had out called Jivin' Woman. He'd had a couple of good hits just prior to this. Feeling Good was one. In 1953, he had Mystery Train, which would later be covered by Elvis Presley. Here is Junior Parker with, again, a number called Jivin' Woman.
Thank you. to make me sick. I've been kissing the dark.
Yeah,
kissing the dark. From Alabama, she done put up in all in a jam. She been kissing the dark.
Judy Lynn from Houston, Texas, and from her 2016 disc, I'll Sing the Blues for You, her rendition of Kissing in the Dark. She was preceded by Junior Parker. We heard the late Junior Parker from 1964 doing a number called Jivin' Woman. Parker, a great vocalist. He had a great audience going for him for quite a number of years. Unfortunately, he died at the age of 39 of a brain tumor. He is definitely a fine musician and singer. We're going to turn next to Memphis Minnie. That tune we just heard was written by Ernest Lawlers, Memphis Minnie's last husband, and done for Memphis Minnie. She recorded it in around 1953 or so. We're going to go back to 1933 and listen to Memphis Minnie here on KRVS doing Ain't No Use to Try, You Try to Tell on Me.
Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you. Just to show this paper sticks upside the wall, I'm going somewhere and have my ashes hauled. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you, I mean, I know something on you. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you. Cause I remember last winter when the winter was cold, you was out on the corner trying to sell Jerry Roll. Now ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you, I mean, I know something on you. Tell on me, I know something on you. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you. I was sitting in my kitchen just as quiet as a lamb. I wasn't too quiet to hear my back door slam. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you, I mean, I know something on you. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you. I want you to tell me how come you do like you do, do, do. You know I love you, ain't done a thing to you. Ain't no need you trying to tell on me, I know something on you, I mean, I know something on you. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you. When I want it, I want it, and I want it bad. You don't give it to me, you wanna make me mad. Ain't no need you try to tell on me, I know something on you, I mean, I know something on you. Someday.
say goodbye, but as long as I can see you smile, oh, then I know there's hope in you and I.
Long as I can see you smile. That was Maria Muldaur with Del Rey on guitars and Steve James playing mandolin. And that's an old Memphis Mini number. This is from a disc that came out in 2012 called First Came Memphis Mini. Obviously a tribute to Lizzie Douglas, a.k.a. Memphis Mini. And participants, along with Maria Muldaur, also Rory Block, Ruthie Foster, Bonnie Raitt, Phoebe Snow, and Coco Taylor. And, of course, Memphis Minnie was huge in the blues historically. A great woman guitarist in the rural guitar styles and originally from Louisiana. She was born in Algiers but raised in Memphis. And, of course, just before we heard Maria Muldaur, we heard Memphis Minnie herself doing a number called Ain't No Use You Try to Tell on Me. She recorded that one back in 1933. We're going to turn next to Paul Rochelle and Annie Raines and a track from their disc Moving to the Country. It came out on Tone Cool Records back in 1999, and the tune they're going to do was first recorded in 1930 by Memphis Minnie and her husband of the time, Kansas Joe McCoy. They had a nice duet on the original, and they billed themselves as being the first blues duet to play two gleaming national steel guitars. Here's, again, Paul Rochelle and Annie Raines with their rendition of Kansas Joe McCoy composition, My Washerwoman's Gone.
And fighting that's going around here. My baby's gone, left my clothes in the tub. Ain't got no washing woman, ain't got nobody to rub. When I got up this morning, said my morning prayer, didn't have nobody speak on my behalf. Now my baby's gone, left my clothes in the tub. Ain't got no washing woman, ain't got nobody to rub. Well, that old tub, baby, it's so deep and wide, keeping me rocking from side to side. Now my baby's gone, left my clothes in the tub. I ain't got no washing woman, ain't got nobody to rub. Well, that old woman I got, she mighty clean. Me when she rubs so mean. Now my baby's gone, left my clothes in the tub. Ain't got no washing woman, ain't got nobody to rub. Ain't got nobody to love. Yeah.
you say you're getting old. Loud old every day. You say you're getting old. Yeah, you say you're getting old every day. You ain't but 50. Ooh, Lord, boy, you shouldn't feel that way. Now when you get so old, you can't work out no meal. Yeah, when you get so old, Lord, boy, you can't work out a meal. Don't you make no dates, ooh, Lord, buddy, that you can't fill. Now if your luck don't change, boy, don't you be sad. Yeah, if your luck don't change, nah, buddy, don't you be sad. Gotta learn, boy, to take the good now with the bad. Now when you get old and your good girl don't want you round, ooh, Lord, when you get old and your good girl don't want you round. Commission, ooh, boy, I declare you poor housebound. Now don't laugh, buddy, loud and nobody's downfall. Ooh, Lord, don't laugh, buddy, I mean it, nobody's downfall. Because if your woman would check up on you, ooh, Lord, she'd put another mule in your stall.
Big Bill Brunzi on guitar and vocals, probably Memphis Slim on piano on that track. It was recorded in Chicago back in December of 1940, Getting Older Every Day. Big Bill Brunzi, originally from Arkansas. He was a veteran of World War I, came back, worked as a Pullman porter for a while, and settled in Chicago. His first instrument had been violin, and then he turned to guitar, and by the end of the decade of the 20s, he was getting quite a bit of recognition. Big Bill Brunzi. Before hearing Big Bill, we heard Paul Rochelle from the disc Moving to the Country. He was playing both guitar parts on that tune we heard, My Washerwoman's Gone, a number that was first recorded by Kansas Joe McCoy and his wife Minnie McCoy, Memphis Minnie, back in 1930. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to, we just heard Big Bill Brunzi, we're going to turn to another one of his tunes. This time one done by Paul Jeremiah. This is from a disc called Gambling Woman Blues. Jeremiah, really, really fine guitarist, plays slide, you name it, Blind Blake style. And he does a pretty good job on this Big Bill Brunzi tune. A number called Good Liquor Gonna Carry Me On Down.
Just about 21 years old. She said, man, you quit drinking, I'm gonna satisfy your soul. But I just keep on, yeah, and I keep on drinking. Babe, I'm gonna keep on drinking till good liquor carries me down.
sweet mama, holding that bottle tight. Wake up in the morning, baby, keep that gallon out of sight, cause you know it just keep on. Yeah, now, keep on drinking. Baby, I'm gonna keep on drinking till good liquor carries me down. Till good liquor carried me down. That's true. Nah, you know, I went to the doctor with my hat in my hand. He said, man, you don't quit drinking, gonna have to give you monkey gland if you keep on. Yeah, now, keep on drinking. Baby, I'll keep on drinking till good liquor carried me down. I want a smooth land, baby. Woman told me, quit your drinking and come on home. If you don't pretty soon, some old man gonna carry your business on. But I know you keep on. Yeah, now keep on drinking. Call it bluff. I keep on drinking till good liquor carries me down.
Paul Jeremiah with his rendition of the Big Bill Brunzi tune, Good Liquor Gonna Carry Me On Down. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, on Facebook at KRVS Public Media, and we are online. Our URL is krvs.org. We are a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We are also member-supported public radio. We'd like to thank those of you out there who are members who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We wouldn't be here without that support. And every May, we have our spring fundraiser. This year, we've had to postpone it due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So if you're a member and your membership is about to lapse, we hope you'll check it out. If you're not a member, go to krvs.org, hit the donate button, and help us out. And thank you for tuning to KRVS.
Support comes from La Cuisine de Maman at Vermilionville. Now open Tuesday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., for outdoor dining, takeout, and curbside pickup. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road in Lafayette. The phone number is 233-4077. More information at bayouvermiliondistrict.org.
Get yourself a Tita's de Cafe and drop a quarter into La Lu Jukebox with me, your host, Blake Miller, right here on your favorite radio station, KRVS.
Every Saturday night at 6 and Sunday morning at 7 here on KRVS.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, and on the web at krvs.org. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.